new control kit has been released. The second thing is that official RTW tools released to web Visual Studio tools for Silverlight have been released. And the third thing is completely unconfirmed. There might be an announcement coming up very soon about Silverlight 2 on mobile devices. And there might even perhaps be bits available for download. We'll have to see about that. The first one, the toolkit has been released. The control toolkit, this is built by Sean Burke's team inside of Microsoft. You can find it at codeplex.com/silverlight. It has a bunch of interesting controls in it. These include dock panels, headered control panels, label tree views, wrap panels, autocomplete boxes, button spinners, charting controls, expanders, spinners, up, down, base, view boxes. A lot of interesting stuff in there. Now, one thing to be aware of is that inside of this control kit, there are different bands. There are controls that are experimental, meaning that you can play with them, but you had probably better not ship them. There are also preview, stable, and mature bands. Use the controls in the appropriate bands as appropriate. So the toolkit is out there. They look nice. Just go to codeplex.com/silverlight to take a look, and you can even download the source. The next announcement is that the Silverlight tools have gone RTW. The original Silverlight tools we had to target the RTW bits for Silverlight were actually RC tools. So these are the official ones. It looks like the advice we're getting from people like Mike Snow. Now you can find this blog post at tinyurl.com/sltools. It looks like the advice we're getting regarding these tools is it is best practice to go ahead and upgrade. If you downloaded the RC tools, they are targeting the released Silverlight bits, and I guess you could go forward, but to get all of the bug fixes, to get the most up-to-date developer tools, which is always a smart thing, go ahead and go to this post, tinyurl.com/sltools, and you will find the information there. Finally, the third and completely unconfirmed rumor, and this is a rumor, it was announced to us, and this was perhaps a little premature, we'll see, there is information about Silverlight 2 on mobile potentially coming at PDC. The idea is there might even be bits available for download. What are the state of those bits? Unfortunately, I have no idea. So there you go. PDC is going on. Some exciting stuff related to Silverlight is coming out. I wanted to bring you up to date and let you know what's happening on the bleeding edge of Silverlight.